I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I was just getting ready to do this because, you know, I always have to set up. Uh-huh. And my girlfriend's like, is it showtime?
It's showtime.
It's my new favorite way to explain our podcast.
I feel bad. I don't know how to work anything. I don't know how to set up any of this. And I have to ask Anna.
Why at this point? Because we're pretty deep. Do you not know how to set up your equipment yet?
I'm not tech savvy. That's not my wheelhouse.
But that's not true because you DJ'd, and I know that requires equipment and buttons.
But I got very, very deep into like the research of how to set things up, and not only set them up efficiently, but set them up quickly without the dicking around. And that was a little trial and error, but then I got it. This, maybe it's the pressure because I'm just in my house talking to you, which I do every day, whether we're recording it or not.
Is that what you call pressure?
No, I'm saying I don't have the pressure.
Oh, you don't have it. Okay. Good. I was like, wow.
So anyway, I should probably learn this skill. And you're right. I should get on that. I probably won't, but I will do my best.
I don't care at all. Like, if you guys have it figured out, Godspeed.
Well, because you don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it.
Well, I have to deal with myself hooking my shit up over here. And you know, I go back and forth. So I'm always like, I have like a bag.
Yeah.
And the mic is like, you should see the mic now. It's been through hell to get back and forth.
Really?
Yeah. But here I am.
All right. Here you are.
Okay. So today we thought, by the way, I'd just like to say, I know we've been hyping up this year and all the fun things we're going to do with this podcast, but it is coming. Uh-huh. Maybe we're off to a little bit of a slow start. Or are we doing okay?
What are we?
I don't know. I feel like.
Are we promising some sort of festival or country fair?
That would be great.
Hey guys, we're going to set up a Ferris wheel and everyone can get on it and listen to us. What did we promise people that was so exciting?
We did promise a lot of like really exciting guests.
Leisha,
we're
in January. We have a long time to make people's dreams come true. I'm not going to kill myself over it today.
Okay. I mean, we start off with Coleman, which is a great start. Anyway, I'm just saying, we have a whole year ahead of us.
Yes.
Hang on for the ride.
Yes.
But today, we're going to answer some listener questions. And I have not pre-vetted these questions or looked at them. So we're going to fly by the seat of our pants.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go. We haven't done these questions in a while,
yeah,
right?
They're always fun and interesting, like what people really want to know. Okay, so I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Okay?
Go.
This is from Betsy Hart.
Betsy.
Who is most likely to write a tell-all book behind the scenes of The L Word? Well, it could...
Not me.
It wouldn't be you?
No.
I mean, don't you have to kind of be a little bit untrustworthy if you're going to be the person to write the tell-all book, because you're really spilling all the truth, and so you're kind of like calling people out. I don't know. I'm not into public shaming.
Yeah, I mean, you could be anonymous in it and everyone would be like, who wrote the book? But clearly it would only be like one of eight of us.
Can you do that?
What do I know?
First of all, we have to wait for this one to be over and done and years have gone by, and then you put the book out. right?
Right.
And if any of the original viewers of the show are still alive at that point, including ourselves, like, and they're still wondering, you know, there would be an audience for that. But we could all, I couldn't do it. I'm not that shady.
I couldn't spill tea. You would also be really bad at it. And I'll tell you why.
We could get a ghostwriter.
Because you can't remember anything.
That's true. We remember some very specific things, you and I, like, there are some classics from the original.
There are some classics. True. You know who would write a good book?
Mia Kirshner would write the greatest book.
Let's give that job to Mia Kirshner. Mia's the writer. She published a book. Let Mia do it. I give the reins to Mia. I'm sure, you know, she has all the time in the world.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have time to do this, nor interest.
I'm kidding. Because,
but
I'm joking because she has a foundation and she's like working every day, like right. Tooth and nail to get it done. So I'm sure,
she's
you
like,
know.
I'm kind of saving the world. I don't need to. But she would write a great book.
Right. She would write a great book.
I feel like I could write a great one with your help, remembering some of the stories. I just mm-hmm. don't have the personality type to do that. But let me tell you this. Betsy Hart, there is a good book out there to be written.
No, I know who would write a good book.
What?
Wait, hold on. I know who would write a good book. Erin Daniels.
Oh, she'd be great.
She would be great.
She'd be great. But she left after third season, so a lot happened after that that she wasn't privy to. So then I have to take the job away from Erin.
Right. Well, she can be a contributor.
Oh, that's another point. It would have to be someone who's still around.
Right.
Which only leaves three of us. Jennifer would never write this book.
Never in a million years.
You don't feel like writing it. I could, but I don't want to.
What am I going to write? Let's just think. Hold on. Let's get real. What in the world are we going to write? Think about it.
Kate.
What? I'm genuinely asking.
Behind, like if you were, okay, if you were that person. Yeah, if you like were that person.
Behind the scenes, gossip and.
There's a big fat book to be written.
I'm not into it.
No, I'm not into it either, but you know it's there. The pages would be full.
Although I did read the Jason Priestley memoir years ago.
Okay, here we go.
Because I wanted to hear the 90210 tea. And guess what? It was like eating dessert. I
there
could not
go.
Have been fucking happier. And I say that with honor. But that doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Watch like 10 years suddenly. Be like, Leisha, I got a book deal.
I hope you do. Okay. This is from Faye Bottomley. Great last name. Rachel did a French accent.
Faye Bottomley?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that sound like a character from Downton Abbey?
It does. Well, it's good you're saying that because
Mr. Bates.
Oh,
Faye Bottomley.
It's so funny you're doing what you're doing because the question is, says Rachel did a French accent for Babette. Can any of you do other accents? And there you go. You did it without me even asking.
I can do imitations, I think. Like when I watch an English film
mm-hmm.
or like an Australian film.
Uh-huh. You can do an Australian accent. Let's hear it. Let's go. Come on.
No. I can't because I didn't watch an Australian. But when I watch a film that's set in Australia and I hear those voices in my ears uh-huh. for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I can mimic it, but I'll forget it. You know Melbourne?
Uh-huh.
They say Melbourne. Melbourne.
That's your accent.
That's how they pronounce it. That's my accent.
There you go, Faye.
Off the top of my head.
Hot off the presses.
I can do my Downton Abbey.
Do it again.
I can say Mr. Bates all day long. Mr. Bates.
Oh, that's good.
Faye Bottomley.
I'm terrible with accents. The only time I ever did one was when I played Oliver Twist in 7th grade.
That's cute.
I'd that's do cute. Anything. You know, so there you go. Okay.
I did a West Virginia accent once. That was fun.
Oh, that's nice. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I watched Coal Miner's Daughter over and over and over again and just tried to.
No, I want to hear you do it.
Oh, I can't.
Sissy Spacek is who you're talking about.
Exactly. Sissy Spacek. Don't put pressure on me.
Okay. Sorry. Moving on.
I can't do it off the top of my head. I haven't done it in years.
Okay.
Moving on.
Caitlin Getz. Do you do autographs and where can I get them? Do you do them?
No.
That's a funny question.
Do I do autographs?
I mean,
I'm going to do some autographs today.
Caitlin, we're not sitting around doing autographs. You know what I mean?
Do people? Wait a second.
Oh, I'm going to throw in a side question to this. When you were a kid,
what?
Did you practice your signature
mm-hmm.
and did it change over the years?
Yeah, when I learned cursive in whatever grade that was.
Yeah.
Yes, and it changed over the years.
So when you were someone who would give an autograph, do you think that like you honed in on a signature that you had worked out through the years?
I think you have actually, Leash.
I've honed in?
I've seen your signing. It always looks the same.
Can I tell you what happened to me? I really struggled.
Please, I'm dying to know. No, now you've piqued my interest.
Well, I struggled. Maybe you have this with K's because K's aren't easy.
Uh-huh.
And L Okay, and L can go a lot of different directions. You can do like, I started off in elementary school learning L's, cursive L's, with like the classic like Laverne and Shirley L, the one that's like whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay?
Yes.
Loved it. What a beautiful shape.
Yep, yep.
I held on to that for years, all through high school. And
it's a really ugly way to spell an L.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, okay. So I think it's pretty. Somewhere along the way, it didn't fit me. And I went with a hardcore, like, boxy L, like an uppercase right angle. But then, like, you can't really do that and then go right into, like, cursive. So then it kind of became like a swirl. And that's what I have.
I find the letters that have like a swish to them, like a B or a G or an S, like S is the best letter. Those are fun. But I'm like you, I have two boxy letters in my name. And so I've never really mastered that K or that M. So now I just like, it's chicken scratch.
Also, you have a T in there. So like once you get going off the K, if you've made it through, you start swirling with your A and then a T is there to just fuck you up again. It's all nope.
Yeah, yeah. I've never mastered my...
You do have a hard name.
And then eventually I thought, who cares? I'll just... Shh, and then... So no deep thought to that.
Okay. Comes out the same every time, though. How weird, right?
Yeah, it's like muscle memory. You just get used to writing it a certain way.
I know, but it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane, though. Like, it kind of freaks me out that, like, our body, like, every time you do it, it looks identical. The fuck? Okay. This is from Sarah. Do you know your Myers-Briggs personality types? This is funny, Sarah, because the other day my dad called me. My dad, he's an atheist, left-wing, liberal.
He's the best.
No belief in God or the afterlife or anything. He's like, when you're dead, you're dead. I'm like, that's nice, Dad. He was like, you're not my daughter if you believe in astrology. And I was like, Dad, it was just a fun thing to do. He was kidding. He's the nicest, loveliest guy.
Oh, from the episode?
Yeah, he wrote this whole diatribe. He texted me just like, this can't be, we can't be related. You cannot believe in the stars. And like, it was so funny. But he did say, he goes, I suggest you guys do a Myers-Briggs test and do that. At least it's based in some sort of science.
Okay.
Although it has been, I guess, you know,
okay.
Some people don't believe in it, but
debunked.
Yeah, sure.
Hasn't everything been debunked?
I don't know, but
Catholicism has been debunked. It's everything.
I thought it was a great idea. I was like, Dad, that's a great idea. We should take this test at some point, and we'll have a lot to discuss.
He
said it's more grounded.
Wait a minute. I think Jennifer has talked about this in the past. It's you have to answer about 100 questions.
Something. It's a lot of questions. Yeah.
Whatever question they ask, the answers are most likely to least likely, and a couple options in the middle, right? Of like whether or not you identify or would do something. I think that's what I've heard of it. I honestly don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
I've heard of the anagram. I don't know if the anagram is the same as Myers-Briggs.
No, this one's a classic. This one's like psychiatry stuff. So
all right.
I don't know where we get our hands on this, but
I'll get right on top of
it's
that.
It's a great idea, Sarah. You and Robert should.
You Google online.
Okay.
You Google online.
Okay.
Myers-Briggs test.
Kelly Scarlett wants to know, what are your favorite foods?
Favorite foods.
Wow, you really took that in.
Because can you really pick a favorite?
Well, my friend Allie loves this story about me. I guess I said this like 20 years ago or 50. What would be my food on an island?
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
If it was the one thing I could bring. And I said salad. And she's never gotten over it. I don't know why. I do enjoy a salad.
Is that your favorite food, though?
No, but it just reminded me of that. My favorite food, hands down, is a chocolate chip cookie.
A salad doesn't count. A salad is a combination of a bunch of foods into a bowl.
Okay. But it's enjoyable because it has variety. It can change. My friend Carrie put bananas and blueberries in a salad, and I was like, gross. And then I ate it, and it was incredible. It had bananas, blueberries, avocado, cucumber, like things you would never put together, and it was delicious. And I used to request it. That's funny you say that
because you used to hate when we would go to lunch and the caterer would put strawberries in.
I know.
The spinach salad.
But there weren't strawberries in this one. It was more squishy things. It was like bananas and avocados are kind of great together because they're both squishy, but then you get the lettuce and the cucumbers, the crunch.
If I was on a desert island, I could live on a hamburger.
What's on it? Is it like loaded?
I want an old school burger. None of this like fancy artisanal hamburger bullshit. I'm just talking about like a thin patty and the right kind of bread with some lettuce.
What's mustard. The bread? Isn't that important?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the good old school, like In-N-Out bread or Shake Shack bread. A very, very simple.
Like a white bun.
Correct. With some lettuce, mustard, ketchup, a side of fries. I mean, that's my happy place.
Okay. No mayonnaise.
No.
No tomato. You hate raw tomatoes. People should know that.
I despise raw tomatoes.
You don't like the seeds? Mm-mm.
The mushy? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible. But I am jealous of people who like it because it does look appealing. Like when someone gets like a bagel with lox and they put all the fixings on it and one of the fixings is like a big thick tomato slice. It looks so good.
Oh, it's delicious.
Or on a burger or on a sandwich. Yeah, it looks great. I can't do it.
No,
I know. When you go to an Italian restaurant and you order like the caprese salad, right? Looks so delicious. Mm-hmm. And I can't get behind it no matter how much I try.
Right.
It never goes down right.
I think if I were to pick, it would have to be a hot homemade blueberry muffin. That's my favorite thing.
What about popcorn?
I love popcorn more than anything.
I'm addicted to popcorn.
I do. We should post that video where I showed how to make my dad's popcorn. We never did.
No, we didn't.
We should.
And now you're going to get everyone's hopes
People
up.
People might be interested. But it's somewhere. We recorded it.
And it then... is somewhere. I have to find it. But yeah, I could house an entire bag of Skinny Pop in like one sitting.
Oh, please. I had a problem where I think I was eating one a day.
And not feel bad about
it. Yeah. Oh, why are you going to feel bad about that? There's more important things to feel bad about.
Right. But, you know, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that whole bag. I should have saved some for tomorrow. It's like, I have no guilt.
Sure, but then you just open another one.
Oh, they're so good. And you also like ice cream.
I can get into some...
Frozen yogurt?
Yeah, frozen yogurt or like some fake ice cream. Like coconut.
Some vegan ice cream.
Milk. I can't really get behind that. Like Jenny's ice cream.
Is the best ice cream on the planet.
On the frickin' planet. When I'm out of this business and I can just like fully let myself go... Not that I really hold on, not that I really try anyway, but like when no one's looking.
You just destroy your lactose intolerance?
Oh yeah, I'm going to have popcorn, I'm going to have ice cream, I'm going to have muffins and cookies, and I'm going to be happy, probably for the first time in my life. I'm kidding, no, I'm so happy. No, but like, wow, talk about joy.
Rocket Money. I used Rocket Money again last week.
How many, are you okay?
I don't know.
You have
a lot
of subscriptions you forget about.
You know what it is? Because I get these apps and you have to pay for everything you get these days. And I think, all right, well, I'll use this for a few days and I'll cancel it. But I forget.
And you have forget to have every week that you forgot last week.
Yes.
Thank God you have Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money myself, I thought I had about like, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. No, Kate, I had like 15.
15?
Yes. I was like, clear it, clear it, clear it, get rid of it. And Rocket Money is like, we have your back. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can start to grow your savings.
Plus, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pants. That's rocketmoney.com/pants. Say it, Kate.
That's rocketmoney.com/pants.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, this is from Katie Foreman. Who is your straight girl crush in Hollywood?
Straight girl crush.
Haven't we talked about this?
Oh.
Hi, Banjo. Hi.
Straight. I feel like I have a good one right in the tip of my tongue, and I can't, for whatever reason, remember who it is.
You wish she was on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, Leisha.
Oh, sorry, Kate. Did I upset you? I don't know. It changes.
It shifts. It does. God, but there is someone, and I can't think of who it is, and it's going to like hit me in 3 hours.
I did watch Wonder Woman last night, and when I say watch, I say that loosely because I literally like watched whatever Kristen Wiig was in. And then I would fast forward to like the next scene Kristen Wiig was in and fast forward to the next one because I'm obsessed with her.
Also, it's a horrible movie. Why would you want to sit through that whole thing?
I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm going to say it.
It was deadly. Deadly.
But Gal Gadot's beauty
is out of control.
It's so shocking. You kind of can't believe it, right? You're watching, you're like, that can't be a real person.
Yeah. You know who else I think did something really remarkable in a past life? To come into this life.
Looking the way she does.
No. She's not just absolutely gorgeous, but she's so insanely talented. Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do in a past life?
Right.
Like, it's out of control.
Is that what it takes? I didn't know that was the criteria. coming in as a supermodel.
No, I'm just saying. It's like,
I better get to work. I think you did okay, Kate. I think you came in okay.
I did fine. I'm fine. Could be worse. Could be better. It is what it
is. You weren't like Mother Teresa in your past life, but you were like, you did something pretty great.
I'm fine.
Oh my God. You're so drop dead gorgeous. Shut up.
Oh, you're nice. I'm fine. It's
really?
Yeah.
I have to say, Kristen Wiig, funny people are so much more attractive. That I think if I was to like talk about a crush, it would be someone more like that.
I know who I have a crush on. I've had a crush on him for years. Seth Rogen.
Oh, adorable. You know, he's into pottery. He makes pottery.
I know. He makes for his joints.
No, but more than that. No, no. He's like full. He's deep. He's amazing.
I think I love that guy. And I think he's so utterly adorable.
He is. He's a cute one.
And charming. It's charisma. It's like you don't even have to be gorgeous. It's just like he has that charisma.
I know.
Some people have it. Some people
don't.
You
gotta have something.
What are you going to do?
You gotta have something going on.
Yeah.
Okay. From Laura Burns. What was the moment in each of your lives when you knew you were famous and that your life had seriously changed?
I don't think I've had that moment.
She follows up with, if your house was on fire and you could only save three items of clothing, what would you save?
Oh, Christ.
Okay. First of all.
Goodness me.
Lauren, we're not famous.
No.
Right? I mean, we're on a show that I think in the gay world, if we were to walk into like the Cubbyhole or the Abbey in West Hollywood, sure, you're going to get some attention. But like, I can walk this earth perfectly fine.
Me too. Maybe there was like a, you know what, Leash? There was a period of time like, it was like 2005, 2006, maybe 2007. I remember it kind of starting for all of us a little bit. And because we were in Canada, it didn't affect us because no one came up to, nobody followed us around Canada. But cut to now, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, you're at like Ralph's getting your popcorn and nobody's like, oh my God.
Ever.
By the way, I don't think it sounds great anyway.
I don't consider myself famous.
No, me either. Okay, if your house was on fire and you could save three items of clothing, specifically, I guess.
Clothing.
What would you save? Yeah, three items of clothing. Well, I would definitely save my jean jacket that has the puffy inside. The little.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Fake sheeps. I love that thing.
It's a good jacket on.
If I lose it, it's going to be a dark day.
Well, you lost that other great jacket.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That I'm very upset about. So stay on top of it and don't lose it.
I have one pair of Wranglers that I think I probably wear like most days of the week.
Right.
They're holy in a way that I have to like go take care of it.
Right.
And then I have a favorite pair of cowboy boots that would crush me if I left them somewhere.
Well, there you go.
Those would be my three. Would I run back into a fire for these things? No. I don't need to die over these items. But if I had a minute and I was like, I should grab a couple of things. It's starting to smoke.
It's that thing after you survived the fire and you got out okay. 3 hours later, you'd start assessing in your head what you lost and you'd think of those and say, shit. I love that jacket.
Or you'd be like, wow, what I learned is it's not about things.
Right. Yeah.
You could have one of those.
True.
It's about the people I love and it's about,
exactly. All my loved ones were out of the house.
What about you?
Huh?
What about you?
I would take my favorite pair of jeans. I'd take my favorite pair of boots and I'd take my favorite jacket.
So specific. Thank you. Lauren's like, thanks, Kate.
I go through stages of like, oh, I really like that jacket. And now I really like this jacket. So whatever jacket it would be at that time, God forbid, I would take that one.
Okay. This is from Fallon Gold.
Fallon?
That's a stage name.
Wait, hold on.
I hope Fallon
does. Wait. Is it spelled
F-A-L-L-O-N?
What a great name.
Fallon?
Great first name.
Fallon Gold.
Ooh, what a good name.
Do you wish that like looking back, you had changed your name, knowing that like you were going to get into me too?
Yes. Why? You have a great name.
It's okay, but like bless you.
Sorry, I had to sneeze.
It never occurred to me that I should even consider changing my name because if I had given myself that chance, the shit I would have come up with. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Can you imagine what I would be if you met me?
No.
And I was something, you would have been like, oof. But I am sad that I just like rolled with my name. Although I love my name. I don't know if it's that stagey.
My mom actually warned me and she was like, you might want to think about your name.
Oh, really?
When you join SAG because your life is going to be about mispronunciation.
It has been.
And I said, I'll be fine. And she was like, okay, I'm just telling you. She's like, at the very least, drop the O so people pronounce it properly. And
right.
I was like, and I'm being like my underachieving asshole self at that age. I was like, no, it's fine. I don't care. Meanwhile, I totally care. And she was right.
Meanwhile, no one can get it right.
Mm-mm.
For those who are wondering, it's Menig.
Hold on. Huh? Going back to that other girl's question.
Which one?
The signal of like, I know when I'll be famous. It's like when someone says my name correctly.
You feel famous.
Without me having to tell them otherwise. then I'll be like, I made it.
Hilarious. So did you have a name that you wish you had picked?
No, I never got that far.
Okay. I kind of wish I'd worked in my middle name.
Yeah, you have a good one.
I don't know how, but I kind of wish it was my first name.
I wish I worked my middle name in too.
I know. Sean is yours.
I feel the same way. And Gardner is yours.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, no. She's like, you're going to wander. You're going to be called Cyan Monig your entire life.
Yeah, because it's spelled funny. Or not funny, but.
Yeah.
And people would think I have a career in plants.
Be a great landscape architect. What's the next question?
Okay, well, that wasn't the question. It just made me think of it. So Fallon Gold, who has a great name.
Great name.
Any advice for queer or gay performers thinking of coming out of the closet? Oof, that's a deep question, Fallon.
Yeah.
Advice? I was actually about to rip off what you've said.
Go ahead.
So you can say it. No, you say it.
What?
I've heard you say it, and I was like, that's a really great way to put it.
I don't know what I said.
Go at your own pace. Never be told what to do or have pressure around you to, like, do anything, you know?
Precisely, yeah.
Like, it took you a while.
Everyone has their own process. Everyone, you know, has to digest things differently. Don't ever feel pressure from anyone.
No.
Because I think that is just as detrimental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pressure.
The pressure and feeling like you have to keep up with the Joneses. You really don't. You just have to keep up with yourself.
I fully support what you've just said. Totally believe in it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a big believer in coming out of the closet because I think, in general, I think it frees you up. It allows you to be your authentic self and is pretty great. Look, it's hard.
Just don't fall under peer pressure.
Yeah, do what you want, Fallon. I don't know if you're the one asking, but
seriously,
your life, really. It's no one else's.
Yeah.
Also, Fallon said, P.S., please don't get sugar gliders, okay?
Okay.
They're not domesticated, and the reason that one is wearing a cone is because... Oh, it's under extreme anxiety and in captivity.
Well, here's the deal, Fallon. Here's the deal. We were never really going to get fucking sugar gliders. Where on earth would we get a sugar glider?
No, I just think they're cute.
It's a fantasy. It's like my elephant living in the backyard. Do you think I'm going to get one? No.
Right.
But I'd love to have one in my fantasy. So don't worry. Sugar gliders are safe in our houses.
Oh, no. We weren't serious.
No.
We weren't serious.
Oh, a little sugar glider having an anxiety attack.
I can't believe that news. I thought it just had like an operation or something.
Hold on. You're not supposed to, with any wild animal, you're not supposed to do that. But koalas, apparently, you're not supposed to hold koalas because of anxiety. They get really like anxious and stressed out when they're handled by humans, even though they're raised in a way. So like a human can hold them and get a picture with a koala when they visit.
Oh, please. People with pictures with all that whole thing,
yeah.
That trend
no.
needs to go away.
Yeah, it needs to stop.
This is from Rachel Hall. I just listened to the Idols episode. It seems a bit sad that your big movie treat when you watched with your dad was an apple. Can you dig a little deeper into this? That's a funny question.
Why? Why does it seem sad?
I like that question. I understand what she's saying.
No, I don't. I had an apple. I liked apples. I don't get what's so sad about having an apple. What am I supposed to have, a Snickers bar? That's sad. Like, oh, I'm 8 and I'm eating a Snickers bar.
Don't pretend you don't like candy. I have a dedicated candy jar just for you at my house that you...
I don't like chocolate.
...literally beeline for every time you come over.
But that's not my point. It's
full of lollipops.
True, and I'm a grown adult who can make her own choices.
I keep it stocked.
But like... I don't get what's so sad about that. There's really nothing to get too deep
on. Well, because you're like, oh, movie night with dad.
Yeah.
Let me grab my apple.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? No, genuinely tell me, what's wrong with that?
I don't think she's saying it's wrong. She just wants to know a little bit more about it. She wants you to dig
it's
in.
It's really not that deep.
The reasons.
I just liked apples and they happened to be available.
Did you find that it was hard to hear the movie over the crunch?
No, because back then I had good hearing.
I guess we had another gynecologist write in to say that vaginas are a self-cleaning oven. Okay. And that washing them knuckle deep with soap is a bad, bad idea. And that's in capitals. It causes BV. First of all, I don't know what BV is.
I don't either, but I don't
Second of all, is that something Dr. Ross told us to do?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. First of all, I must have a self-cleaning vagina because I don't find myself having to knuckle.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't know if we said that. If we have suggested something that's a very bad idea and is causing something
that's
that has
painful.
The initials BV that I don't know.
Ouch.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah, no.
All right. Well, I guess we have to do...
A follow-up with Dr. Ross to make sure that...
Oh, we do need to... We were going to do that anyway. We'll bring that up next time.
I'm on top of that.
Okay. Esther Van Den Owland... Do you think women who date women are more passive than women who date men.
Her name is Esther?
Uh-huh.
I like that name. Okay, go ahead. What?
It's E-S-T-H-E-R, but I'm assuming the H is silent because I don't think it'd be Esther.
Okay. Okay, what's the question?
I feel like I just did an accent. Do you think women who date women are more passive than women who date men? No. What?
No.
Oh, my God. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't even understand the question.
I don't either.
We got, after our last episode on astrology, my father's favorite episode, we got a couple of astrologers that are interested. Okay?
Oh, right. Okay.
This is real. Well, no. So Drew Ish is a professional queer astrologer.
Okay.
And would love to read our charts.
Okay.
She said, I met Leisha years ago.
Okay.
And she told me her birth time was 12:35 a.m. in Japan. Totally true. By the way, how did I even have that info on my...
And why would you give it to a stranger?
My back pocket. And where were we?
Was she at a murmurs show and...
Why would I...
Like, I'm born at 12:12 a.m. and open
Where
hour.
Was I? That would have been a very long time ago.
Is that what you would like scream out to your fans?
I don't know. It seems so personal, right? So she said, which gives her an Aries rising. But on the pod, you said she has an Aquarius rising, which means she either gave me the wrong time, which I didn't, Drew, or the app you're using is not accurate, which wouldn't surprise her. So she'd like to do an accurate reading. I think that's kind of cool. Another astrologer does a lot for Glamour magazine, has a couple of books out.
Mm-hmm.
She said, here's my credentials and hit me up.
Awesome.
She also said she knows Drew. Which is so funny. It must be a small world.
The astrologer field?
Queer astrologers. I don't know what the difference, like what.
I don't either.
So she said Drew called her attention to this episode.
Okay.
And so she was like, we could maybe do it together.
That's good to know.
That's Vanessa Montgomery.
I had no idea that we really hit the astrology market.
Well, that's great. That's it for the listener questions this week.
What? Wow. Right on.
I know.
I feel like we got a to-do list done.
Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No, I'll just say what I'll just reiterate what you said, which is, you know, we have a lot of things planned coming up this year.
Oh, now.
If you didn't like our little answering Q&A,
you're making me laugh right now.
Well, you know, just bear with us. We're going to have guests on. We're going to have some great people coming around. It's just, we got to plan it out. We're both working, so our schedules.
That is what it is.
It's kind of tricky right now because Leisha and I, we don't. Mm-hmm. We don't work, like the other day we worked a couple days together, but we don't always work on the same days. It's a little bit of a challenge to find the day where both of us can do it. So bear with us, but you know, we have some good ideas coming up. I just want to give people, you know, people are wondering.
Some hope. That's what they're thinking. That's what I think they're
thinking. Well, I mean, considering the vaccine rollout has gone to a crawl, we might be having to stay in our homes a wee bit longer than we thought.
I know. And I can't wait to do this with you in person.
God.
Not that I don't see you all the time.
Listen, in theory, we could do it because we're in the same pod. We're being tested all the time.
Oh, I know. Listen, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks again for sticking here. Sticking here. Wow. We got to close this up because I'm not making any sense.
Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye. Pants. Pants.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by Leisha Haley and her best friend, Kate Nenick. Rachel Shelley, that's me, is our editor and producer over in the UK. Please listen and subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want Pants to keep going, hit that subscribe button. You can follow Pants on Twitter and Instagram at The Pants Pod. If you like us, please leave a review on iTunes. You can email us at pantspodcast@yahoo.com. Theme song by Carolina Parra from the band CSS. Graphics are by Love Fox.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom. noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.